Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. And Lindsay is not sure if something is...
Okay or not.
Maybe you can help her, Lindsay.
Yeah, so the other day I went on a walk with your wife and another friend of ours. We went to Tanner Dog Park. And our friend has a dog. But I started thinking, I just get really happy when I go to the dog park and there are just puppies running around and people with their puppies. And I don't have a dog myself. So I just thought I'll start going there like in the afternoons and hanging around puppies and happy people. And I don't think there's something wrong with that, but you think it's totally weird.
Well, hold on. I don't think it's weird to go to the dog park. I think it's
Sam's
weird.
Dog.
Right. I think it's weird to go without a dog by yourself.
Yeah. Right. And I'm happy to go borrow a dog, but I'm saying if I have like limited time, just as a little pick-me-up, just go to the dog park and be in the company of dogs, and they come up to you and play with you, and it makes you feel happy.
Sure. I get it. And there's nothing wrong with this. I think it's sort of a beautiful thought.
Uh-huh.
But there is something a little creepy about the puppy file sitting on the sideline, watching all the puppies.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And if you were to borrow a dog from, say, a friend of yours, someone you knew.
Right. That's what I'm saying is, like, I have friends who say, you know, oh my gosh, whenever you want to take my dog on a run or a walk or whatever, please feel free to do that. But I'm saying when I have limited time, I don't really have time to coordinate, get over to a friend's house, get their dog.
When
I
just need a quick puppy pick me up.
That's right. When I have limited time, I don't have time to borrow someone I know's dog.
Right.
I'm just going to sort of borrow a stranger's dog.
Well, I'm not borrowing a stranger's dog. I'm just going to show up there, and then there will be dogs around, and
you'll
I'll immediately
randomly distribute
get happy.
Belly rubs, right?
Right, and I wanted, like, the Humane Society. I can borrow dogs from there and take them out for walks. By the way, that's a thing that you can do. You just give them like your keys or your ID, and then you take the dogs out for a walk. I can totally do that. But I'm saying, on the times when I have limited time and I just want to have like a mood booster, why not go hang out with puppies in the park?
Look, I again, lovely thought, but you know, hey, look, I'm a fan of soccer.
Right.
But it's weird if I just go watch somebody else's kids play.
Well, yeah,
in a trench coat on a Saturday morning.
That's kids in a trench coat. That's different.
But you kind of get the analogy here. Maybe, look, is there someone who goes to the dog park who could answer this for us? Someone who regularly takes their own dog to the dog park. Would it be weird if you saw Lindsay sitting on a rock and then launching herself into the fray, rolling around with your dog in the dirt near the creek?
See, I would just let the dogs come up to me. I'm not going to go, like, push myself on somebody's dog, you know? But if I'm just sitting there, like, there was a little husky puppy that
now
just ran up to me.
Be honest, though. Would you have, like, you know, treats in your pocket? Or would you have, like, rubbed yourself down with corned beef before going?
Well, yeah. Sure. Who wouldn't?
570-1019. You can call or text to give the response. I'm thinking about just maybe, you know, kind of setting you up on a monthly Amazon delivery for a 5,000-piece puzzle set.
I love puzzles.
Okay. And we got a few texts.
We did.
From 801-570-1019.
Yes. Keith says, weird if she has Cruella de Vil hair and wardrobe. Otherwise, it's okay.
Okay.
So we said, do you go to the dog park? He says, no, I have fish.
Okay. It's not weird to go to the aquarium even though you're not bringing your own fish.
Right, no.
So.
And then Peter says, I take Rooney to Tanner all the time. There are many people who do not bring dogs. Dogs give unconditional love, so it's not strange. And Rooney says hi. Well, hello to you and Rooney.
Well, look, I go to Tanner too. Mm-hmm. I don't have dogs, but that's also it's a dog and human park. You can go jog there, but I don't sit there and play with the dogs. I know that the dogs think it's okay. Dogs don't have the okay or not okay thing.
Okay.
Dogs think everything's okay.
Well, then fine.
Dogs are always okay.
There, then you've just supported my argument. I'm just at a park that happens
to have
dogs at it.
It was never about if it was okay for the dogs.
Yeah, it's always if it's okay for the dog owners.
Well,
yeah.
Right,
or for
of
you.
Course, but I'm just saying. And then Shane says, Creeper, you can't go to a park without a kid. Don't go to a dog park without a dog.
Pretty analogous.
Somebody else just texted in and said, it's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not so much like, it's not okay along the lines of, is it all right to backhand a nun? It's just, is it weird? I'm kind of protecting you here, as in, Does it make you look...
It's like free therapy
weird.
For me to just go have a little bit of time. It's near my house. It takes just a few minutes. Like I said, of course, I'd rather have a dog with me, borrowing somebody else's dog and giving them a fun time of playing outside. But it's like free therapy, so...
And you never ask the other owners. You just kind of hang out on the sidelines, like a little bit like Wallflower at the junior dance.
Mm-hmm.
And just wait for a dog to approach you and ask you to dance?
It's not that long of a wait. Dogs just come up to you like crazy, bombarding you like, hello, hello. They want love, you know?
Yeah, they're sniffing your business on the first date.
If the risk is that I look like an absolute freak, I don't really care. Like, if I worried about what people thought of me all the time, I would be worrying a whole lot.
All right, so if somebody comes up to you then and they're like, oh, hey, you're enjoying... Mr. Barkey's.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, Mr. Barkey's is great. And they're like, all right, so, hey, nice to meet you. Where's your dog?
I just point, maybe.
Yeah, you just point over yon. I don't know. He's crazy.
Or I just say I don't have a dog. Like, what's the problem? Also, I'm not there to talk to people. I'm there to be with the dogs.
I'm surprised this just occurred to me. But, Lindsay, I think you would also have a lot of, you would get a lot of attention yourself. Like, you're going to have the single dude that's there with his dog that's like, whoa, girl with tats likes my dog.
You know what? Oddly enough, has not happened.
Really?
I thought about that a few times.
Like singles ward at the puppy park?
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah, well, you kind of, the part of that is you have to have the dog to conversate with.
Oh,
you know, to talk about
the
mutual attraction. Yeah.
Borrow a dog.
But anyways. All right. Well, everyone on, we're getting more texts. Screw everyone else. Do what makes you happy. So you've gotten a full thumbs up from the audience.
All right. Well, good. Thank y'all
go,
for chiming
go
in.
Go for it.
Okay.